This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Ice Barrel, cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hotel Collection, bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 35% off with code MMA35. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 612.
Six.
12.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? Just drinking straight vodka right out of the tap and or water.
Right out of the tap.
Mostly water, but
blue vodka. Yes.
As I drink red Kool-Aid.
Yes. No, keeping it loose, keeping it tight at the same time.
Feeling the flow.
Feeling the flow. I'm trying to be water over here.
That's right. You got to be water.
Roll with the punches. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
There's been like no Bears updates, no Blackhawks updates. We're all just, I think the Bears started some kind of training camp probably for like rookies or something. And I think everything quiet is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's good to have a little, you know, downtime. You know, Memorial Day's coming, so we're in the midst of hockey playoffs, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Dallas Stars just beat the Kraken. Unfortunately, I was kind of rooting for the Kraken. And then I forgot who every they just because Florida made it again. The Panthers was fucking wild card. They beat another team. So it's Florida, Dallas, Vegas, and the other team.
Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping both the expansion teams could have been in. That would have been cool, but anyway, UFC's over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
You start with the main event.
Rosenstruck versus Almeida.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, not super exciting in a sense.
No, like, we always see heavyweights. You want to see him bang it out. You don't want to see the guy in Almeida just come out, shoot a double, take it down, and then just work for a sub. I'm just going to work for a sub. And then eventually kind of soften you up, and then you roll to your back, give up your neck, get the rear naked choke for sure.
Happened kind of quick. I didn't think he was going to get it there. I was like, he's not going to get that. Like, they're too fresh. It's all good. And then, we got it. Okay.
Oh, we got it.
All righty then. The Brazilian gets the dub, you know?
Yeah, but that's not what we want from the heavyweights. I don't want this fucking jiu-jitsu show. Stand and bang and knockouts, preferably early. I mean, you got a first round finish, but you could hear the fucking crowd. They were none too happy with the takedown, and he wasn't laying and praying. I mean, he was going for a sub, but again, taking his sweet ass time and not really throwing strikes for a good portion of that until he was trying to soften him up to get him the roll. But unfortunate. And then what else? Anthony Smith, Johnny Walker, not super exciting. Walker gets the unanimous decision. We can just go right past that. And then I think Smith was talking crazy shit to him during the fight, something like, "You're trying to hurt my family." Like, what are you fucking talking about, man? I don't know what he's talking about. I think he's going a little
off the reservation.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, then we could talk about our favorite one.
Well, obviously, we're talking about Matt Brown versus Court McGee.
Matt Brown.
Is that what we're talking about? Good for him. You know, Court McGee had similar game plan as Almeida had, which was quite boring. But once they separated, you know, there was a little striking, and Matt caught him with that really nice, like, inside right hand. Just bam.
Yeah, as he's coming in, fucking cracked him. And nice walk-off KO. At the age, tender young age of 42.
And I gotta say, Brown looks like in great, phenomenal shape. He looks strong and lean, you know. So I don't know. See what happens from here. Maybe he'll be back on the main card here after this one.
Maybe. And then
he had Mark Coleman in his corner yelling and barking shit at him. Yeah. And then after that fight, Conor McGregor tweeted out, he says, Matt Brown at 42 years of age now holds the joint highest KOs inside the UFC with 13 KOs. Him and the Beast Lewis are tied. I hold 8 KOs inside the UFC currently at 34 years of age. I'm getting this record. What year? You know, because I hear rumors that this Chandler fight might not even happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just frustrating. This is Gregor, very talky-talky, not very fighty-fighty anymore.
Well, it works if you're fighting in there in between a few times here and there and backing up the talk, but there hasn't been any fighting to back anything up for quite a while. So it's kind of just annoying at this point, you know?
Yeah, and especially coming off a horrific leg injury where he's been, like, allegedly juiced to the tits, and you don't know how he's going to respond. I don't think any of these guys have really fared well coming back from it.
No.
And maybe that's where he's at. Maybe he's still fighting the demons or the semen. I don't know.
The semen? Did you say the semen?
The semen and the demon. Something like that.
Sometimes they're both one and the same.
That's right. You got to be careful. Check yourself before you rickety wreck yourself.
Absolutely. Is that it for that card?
I think so.
Anything else you want to...
No, I just briefly want to talk Bellator 296 because we had Gegard Mousasi,
yes,
versus Fabian Edwards, who's Leon's brother, and trying to go for a title so you can have brothers and two organizations holding titles. This was the title eliminator, and Gegard did not fare well in this one. And Fabian was very interesting in how he fought. He mixed everything up very well with the various levels like leg, mid, head, and then worked his takedowns in as like another element to the game. So a clear 5-0 because it was a 5-round non-title fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just unfortunate because I always like Gegard. You know, I like to see him win, and just not his night a couple of times, so he's kind of on the down.
That's too bad. Well, he's getting up there in age too, you know, so
yeah. And it's like these guys that have traveled around, they've had some rough careers. Like, he's been around. Speaking of around, want to talk about some sponsors.
Do we go with the Manscaped?
Yes,
guys. Well, friends, family, and loved ones, I bet you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet, have you? Because it was just Mother's Day.
That's right.
Not the fear. The leaders in the below-the-waist grooming are here. I'm talking about our friends at Manscaped. They're saving the day yet again with the total package for the father figure in your life this year. It's time to upgrade his game from waist to face with this exclusive offer.
About.
Have him join the 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
That's right, because you don't have to use the one on your balls on your beard. They have separate ones now, so you can get the beard trimmer and you can get the ball trimmer. So perfect. That's right. So you can get the ultimate Father's Day MVP, the Performance Package 4.0. And inside the package, you get the Signature Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold the goodies.
That's insane. That's a lot of shit. If you're going to do all that, make sure you go to manscaped.com/MMA nuts to get 20% off and free shipping. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with Manscaped.
That's right.
Buy one for your grandfather too, you know?
That's like, right. Hey, grandpa.
He probably needs it.
Save your balls, man. Grandma thinks that shit's weird.
That's right.
White hair is weird, especially in the balls. Hey, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. So let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed. Listen up, bluechew.com.
That is right. And Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead, be ready whenever opportunity arises. And the best part, it's all done online, made in the USA. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy with the other weirdos.
That's right. Blue Chew wants to help. You know, side tangent, I saw someone in like a rickshaw going through the drive-thru at the fucking pharmacy. And amazing. Hopefully I'll post a picture, but maybe I won't. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
We do. And we're also brought to you by Miracle Brand. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat, can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross? Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry.
That's right. And these sheets, they're self-cleaning. They're infused with silver that prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors.
Go to trymiracle.com/MMA to try Miracle Made sheets today. And with Mother's and Father's Day, Mother's Day just happened.
Yeah,
Father's Day right around the corner. This is the perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better and more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code by going to try MMA at checkout to save and even more and get free towels. Sorry, blah. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you will get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/MMA and use the code MMA to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/MMA to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
That's right. It's like a treat. Oof. In your bed.
Yes.
What else is happening?
Mackenzie Dern, Angela Hill happening, another free card coming up over the weekend. I was reading a little bit about Mackenzie Dern's struggles in life. Apparently has been going through a divorce recently. And she said that she had stuff going on early on in the divorce in her fight with Yan. And now she says, I'm definitely going through a lot more in my personal life for this camp. And it has not been easy for sure, but it just gives you more motivation to go out there and know you're not going to let outside stuff stop you accomplishing your dreams or to try to pull you back. It's crazy because it's real things, but like I've said before, you never have a perfect camp. This camp has been crazy, but it's more of motivation. So my question for you is,
yes,
do you think this is distracting or this is motivating, as she's saying? What are your thoughts?
I think it's time to open an OnlyFans account. That'll help settle the nerves.
Yes.
Definitely won't bring up any fucking trauma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's to be totally fine. But I did notice an uptick in like bikini shots on her Instagram. Not that I'm looking at that kind of thing.
Yes.
I only do that for research purposes, but I think a lot of people pointed that out saying, oh, I think she's on the breakup mode because she's posting bikini shots. So will she fare well
against Angela Hill?
I think
Number 8 versus number 14.
Yeah, she's, to me, Dern is super inconsistent with her performance, but it could be like she's saying, if you got a lot of personal shit going on, good luck fighting. I mean, you may not have the best training camp. You may be coming in injured and mentally fucked up. So it is number 8 versus number 14. I do like Dern on this one. So I think she'll be all right.
I do. And I think,
yes,
surprise, surprise, I just figured this out.
Yes.
This card has everybody listed with the photo for the first time. And
yeah, that's a first. They're getting on the game.
Yeah. Edmund Shemalama Ding Dong versus.
That's right.
I love this name. Shabazia, blah, 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 whatever you say that, but.
Shabazia.
Yes.
Carolina is on here.
Yeah.
Kovacovic.
Latifi.
At heavyweight. I love it.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's a free card. I don't know. Could potentially be worth watching. Could be exciting. I'm rooting for Mackenzie Dern. I don't know about you, but you know.
Could have some fun. Mm-hmm. I saw UFC 290 that said will be Robbie Lawler's last fight.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh no.
Well, he's been around the block and then some, right?
Yeah, they said he's gonna fight Nico Price on that one. So he's not like getting fed to like the wolves. Potentially a fight he could win.
Mm-hmm. That's sometime in July, isn't it?
I believe so. And then one other one real quick. Cron Gracie posted an update about his fight. He said, in a lifetime of fighting, it's always been a fight to the death. Understand the situation and willing to limit myself. Even that being said, I threw no punches because of bad advice and tried to please the jiu-jitsu community 2 days before my fight. My first fight in my life, I didn't throw a punch, going back to my old ways. So I know we were advocating for him to go back to using jiu-jitsu, but when we talk about go back to using jiu-jitsu, I'm not talking about using fucking jiu-jitsu the entire match and not throwing a fucking punch. I'm saying use the punches, set up the takedown, use the jiu-jitsus.
Yes.
Not go UFC one, like I'm fucking coming butt at you, scooting. Pulling guard and butt scooting.
Like my dog.
Because he took it so literal. Head. Like, right. I'm going to fucking jiu-jitsu this to the death, man.
Right.
Because the other fight, he did no jiu-jitsu and just did all stand-up and got pieced up. So maybe third time's a charm. I don't know.
He's a man of extremes, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to go no jiu-jitsu. And then everyone was pissed, so I'm going to go all jiu-jitsu.
Right.
There's a middle ground. Find it, or else just have him fight Ryan Hall, because I think people are throwing that one out too.
That'd be fun,
like jiu-jitsu versus jiu-jitsu.
I mean, what's the point of going into an MMA fight at that point? You might as well just grapple, be more exciting.
Yeah, go back to grappling.
Yeah,
and like juice up to be competitive, because as we know, jiu-jitsu competition is probably the most juiced up sport out there, next to women's volleyball, beach volleyball. Yes.
Or ping pong.
Ping pong. I see all of those balls fly. I saw Forrest Gump. That motherfucker was juiced to the tits.
Yes, he was.
He's like, whack, 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 whack. He wasn't even looking at the ball. Like, who does that? Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening over there?
First face-off between Diaz and Jake Paul happened a few days ago. I don't know if you saw the video. Can we show the video?
I'm hoping. Yeah, go ahead. Face-off.
Should be all right. It's on the twit. There they are doing their thing. Nate, Jake's coming. Nate's coming. Everyone's wearing black. Everyone's looking punkish.
Yeah.
They're gonna do their thing. I don't know what's happening.
No, you're like, gonna put fists up. I'm gonna
step back. What are we doing? We're gonna fight right now.
I can't let you get this close.
Nate's like,
see, Jake's already winning.
I think Diaz doesn't give a fuck. He's like, whatever.
Well, go ahead.
I'm surprised he's not lighting up a blunt. You know,
well, that's what I was going to say. The other problem is this is happening in Texas, and the Texas commission said they are going to test Nate Diaz for marijuana. So
I thought they were moving this to California. No, did they not?
Did they decide to do that? Because he's going to fail. He's going to fail if they fucking do it in Texas.
Yeah,
which that's why I thought it was weird. Like, you know, the commissions and who tests for what. Fucking weed isn't legal in Texas. So.
But
you
can have all the guns you want in Texas, but you can't.
Right. They're weird on some things and then ultra weird on others.
So. You can literally get a margarita drive through and leave with it. Like you can go to a drive through and get a margarita and it's totally fine. Like,
oh yeah, that's right. I remember that. That was in Texas. Like what? Whatever. You can drink and drive here? Like, fuck yeah, you can.
You just can't be
like,
drunk.
This is weird.
You can drink and drive, but not be drunk. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's really weird. Yeah,
because like, I think the deal was, at least when I was there fucking 15, 20 years ago, one of my buddies lived out there and was saying that, yeah, because it's because the bars are so far apart that we just let people drink and drive so you can get to the next bar. Like, oh, that's weird. Wherever we were, I don't remember what city.
Makes sense.
But I get it. It makes sense.
Whatever.
Wild. Well, it's Texas. They also have these crazy freeways where it seems like there's 20 lanes going in each direction. Mm-hmm. And the biggest freeway that I've ever seen. It's very confusing. Anyway. Oh, let's see. I was going to show you. So KSI had a boxing match over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to show you the finish and get your thoughts on this.
Let's see this. I'm ready.
I'll turn the volume off. I'll share the screen here. Oh, here we go. See this?
Oh, damn. Yep, I see it.
Was that a punch?
It was intended to be, but it ended up being an elbow to the noggin, right to the chin. I feel like wasn't it, who was the king of that? Like, somebody was telling us Mike Tyson was like the king of throwing the punch elbow thing.
Might have been Foreman. I don't remember because I don't follow boxing anymore. I used to, but yeah, I mean, that was a thing, and you see that in bare knuckles too, like some of these guys. Like, I think Keith was telling us about that too, our friend.
That sounds right. Yeah,
was telling us about like some of the boxers would always do that, where they're throwing a punch and then they're fucking clipping you with the elbow. But that one, like, the punch didn't even fucking land, he just went straight elbow on him, and he gets to win, even though everyone can clearly see it was an elbow and people are calling for it should at least be a no contest.
Right. I think it definitely should be. Do they do a replay in boxing like that? Can they overturn? Like,
they should. Yeah. I mean, there should be because the interesting thing will be, I don't remember what state this happened in, but you know, every time that someone appeals a decision, the athletic commission 99.9% of the time just says, fuck you, we're right, you're wrong, regardless of how egregious that was. You can clearly see that was no. And they'll say, no, it was a punch. We fucking made the right call. Did you? It just makes a blasphemy of the entire sport of boxing by leaving that a win for KSI.
I agree. They need to figure that out. That's just not cool.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Yep. What else is happening?
Let's see. We got some John Jones news.
Okay.
I was reading his return at UFC 285.
Yes.
Appears to be the highest grossing commercial pay-per-view for the UFC within the last 12 months. So
I'm not surprised. He's been out for a while. I think he's probably their moneymaker now, right?
Yep. He is their moneymaker. I mean, no one, who else is going to make that kind of draw, you know?
They don't have anyone. Like, yeah, it's him.
They don't. Yep.
Yeah, that's wild. Him. And I think they're kind of okay with that, unfortunately, because it's bad. I mean, we'll see what happens when this next rights deal comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're just coasting right now and cutting as much expensive talent as they can. They need a couple of superstars. But, like, well, okay, what happens when John leaves? Because he's talking about one more fight and I'm out. Who's your next guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have anybody. Conor McGregor, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, if he fights, I'm still wouldn't be surprised if Brock comes back for a one-off. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm John, I do Stipe, win that, and then do a Brock fight and right off into the fucking sunset. You make so much money. Brock versus John, fuck off. You want $100? Fine, take it. I'll pay it.
It would be ridiculous.
Shit, yeah. You got to stack that card, dude. You got to do another UFC 100.
Where would they have that? Like Madison Square Garden?
No, you got to do Dallas Stadium, like the Cowboys Stadium, however many people.
Is that the biggest one we have access to nowadays?
Probably. That's indoor, right?
Or we can do outdoor. Soldier Field, yes.
Yeah, no.
Just kidding.
Soldier Field or whatever, whenever they build that stadium in Arlington Heights, I'll be all for that shit. Fuck yeah. But because that'll be a dome, though.
Right.
Now, speaking of NFL and stuff, so here's an interesting scenario. So I follow this guy on Twitter, and he made a really egregious tweet the other day. So his name is Clay Harbor. He's a former NFL player. I think he was a tight end for the Eagles. And he is 6'4", 250 pounds. He's 35 years old. He thinks he can beat Henry Cejudo in an MMA fight. And Clay said he has zero training. He's just an athlete. Mm-hmm. And Cejudo's like 5'3", 130 pounds. So do you think Clay, former NFL player, still, you could say, prime for fighting at 35, but no experience, can he beat Henry Cejudo in an MMA fight?
He's 100 pounds heavier?
120 pounds heavier.
Fuck. I think he probably
could. And he's a foot and an inch taller.
I mean, he's an athlete. I think he probably could. A guy off the couch, probably not. But, I mean, he's a, wasn't he a defensive end or something?
Tight end.
Tight end, okay. Yeah, I think he probably could.
You just have to understand. I think it's, if you had a basic understanding of shit, don't let the guy get your fucking neck, mm-hmm. you know? Because I think he could power out of shit. I want to say he was benching like 450 the other day.
Wow.
So he's strong as fuck. I mean, yeah. You know, if you made it to the NFL, you're an elite athlete.
Right.
I think he can beat him too. There's that level of, there's a point where you're, if he was just a bodybuilder, I'd say no. But if you're a fucking athlete, like an NFL player, mm-hmm. I think he does. Because there is a point of, you're too fucking big for the guy, even if you had like rudimentary skills.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where that cutoff is. This is what we need to let us do that in the UFC game. Cause we got to figure this out. Like, where's the cutoff, you know?
Yeah. 110 pounds and a foot. Imagine your reach. I mean, he just has to get his hands on him. Granted, mm-hmm. Cejudo's going to be so much faster, but that speed, that the strength difference is the problem. So mm-hmm. he'll power out of pretty much everything, even though we've kind of seen some of this, because you've seen the Mountain from Game of Thrones doing like jujitsu with, I think, Dustin Poirier, and Poirier was manhandling him. But that's a difference. That is just a fucking freak power lifter, world's strongest man guy. He's not like a football player who needs cardio also. So there's a difference.
Right. Explosiveness. Bodybuilders aren't necessarily like strongest men aren't explosive.
Mariusz Pudzianowski, right?
Yeah.
Like when he came in the MMA, way too big, way too strong, but he's on the world's strongest man fucking thing. Right.
Yep. Yep.
So
different type of athleticism there.
Yes.
That's MMA. You're focused
more on just muscle and minimal cardio. NFL, you're gonna need strength and cardio,
speed,
yeah,
explosiveness, you know, all of it, body awareness, you name it.
Yeah,
so I could see it. I think they should set it up. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, he's trying to. And Henry is also a step past his prime. We saw that in his fight too. So you're catching that guy on the downside. Because how is Henry, what is the way he's going to beat him? It would have to be a rear naked choke. That's how I see it.
Yeah,
you have to get his back.
Tire him out, run around.
Jump. And there's no way, even if he got mount, I don't give a fuck. You're not holding a guy that's 110 pounds down. He could just stand up with you in mount. He could just pick you up and fucking push you off. Mount means nothing.
That guy's girlfriend probably weighs more than Cejudo. You know what I mean? Like, he's used to throwing that weight around.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
For sure.
So,
and then while we're on these lines of, you know, weird fights to make, here was a good question that was posed. How do you think a fight between your first and second favorite fighter would go? And who are those for you?
I mean, I got to put BJ Penn at the top. Always. Okay. He's my favorite ever of all time. Second favorite?
So is that Chuck Liddell for you? Is it BJ Penn, Chuck Liddell?
I would say, yeah, I think Chuck Liddell would destroy it. Well, are we talking in their prime, though?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think BJ could box pretty well. It would be interesting. The question is can Chuck catch him? Because BJ is way smaller and faster. If it goes to the ground, I think Chuck is in trouble. But if BJ gets hit, Chuck has got ridiculous power. I mean, he could put you to sleep anytime. I think anything could happen in that one. I think
that's almost a 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Even though like Chuck's gonna probably outweigh him by 50 pounds.
Yep. I think BJ either submits him or Chuck knocks him out. And it just depends on like how that plays out. And if BJ in his prime, who are you two?
Well, I've got a couple of scenarios. So Rich Franklin was my favorite fighter. Yeah. And then Chris Lytle was in there. But Chris was always, I liked him because he was always winning like the fight of the night or submission or was one of the most exciting fighters. So I think in that scenario, Rich Franklin wins just because the size on him. But the other fight that would happen is Mark Hunt versus Justin Gaethje.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm like, fuck, I know Justin's given up a lot of weight, but man, tell me that wouldn't be a fun fucking fight because they're both going to stand and bang it out. But fuck, I think Mark's got too much power for Justin.
It's way
a heavyweight versus a 55er, you know.
Ridiculous amounts of
power. It'd be fun to see Justin trying to leg kick him down. Whack. Whack. But Mark would probably be giving those right back to you. So
yeah.
Yeah. What else is happening?
We have Raha Jackson, Rampage's son. Yep. Competing over the weekend against Hastings McMillan. I'm hoping, can we show this without incident? So sure. Here he is, you know, doing some work, still fighting amateur. And after this victory here, he gets the blessing to go professional. So I'm excited to see. He looks like, you know, a little smaller than his dad, but athletic. Yep. So
that didn't work out.
No, he's like, oh, that hurt. So I'm excited to see where his trajectory is, you know.
Did it say where he is going to go? Because I'm going to guess he's going to be in Bellator.
I did not see that part. No. So it seems like Bellator is a
because that's where Rampage was last. Yeah.
Makes sense to me, but it did not say where he's going. So I'm sure he's going to have some potential offers, you know, on the table. I don't think he's UFC ready just yet, but
son of a former champion.
Bellator makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I like it. I like to see like the second generation coming up. I saw a weird picture. I'm going to show you this. Cody Garbrandt shaves his beard.
I thought you were going to send me something else. Oh, wow. Okay. Looks totally different.
Looks like he's in a boy band now.
He does. He's a handsome man. What's happening?
It's very weird.
Super weird.
And he looks like he's lost some weight.
Huh. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I'm trying to mix it up. Okay. I'm trying to hope his chin will hold up a little bit more. And then we'll go the opposite end of that, and I'll show you what DAZN boxing looks like these days. I think it's a combined 800 pounds of man meat going at it. The question is, how does this even get sanctioned?
I don't know. This is like,
this is egregious. Because at least Butterbean was a big motherfucker, but he was just stocky and had skill. And could knock a fool out. This is just, let's put two fat fucks in there and let them swing.
I feel like they just came from the pub, you know? They're all like getting after it.
Yeah, this, look at the titties on this guy.
It's ridiculous.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know.
DAZN, is that what we've come down to? Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to put a 400-pound man against another 400-pound man. See whose titties are bigger. See who can get the knockout. Okay, kind of weird. What else is happening?
Let me see. Okay, so Faraz Sahabi was talking about Johnny Hendricks and his rapid decline post George St. Pierre fight. And his thought on this was, and I'm curious to see if you agree with this, is that you know he thinks that Hendricks was on PEDs his entire career, and USADA got involved, and he tried to get him to, you know, test against GSP. And he was saying, like, this guy said he was 220 pounds in the octagon against George, and George is like, you know, might 185, 190, right? And this guy's like 50 pounds heavier, like cutting crazy amounts of weight. So I don't know how much of that's true, but it is quite curious that Johnny, who I was a big fan of for a while, you know, he hit some kind of weird wall where all of a sudden everything went to hell after that fight. And it was somewhat unexplainable, you know?
Well, so, I think it was a combination, because I think he won that fight.
I do too.
3-2.
Yes.
And I think it's a combination of he won that, and then the judges gave it to GSP, but also the combination of USADA coming in, because there was a marked difference in a ton of people, because you just had to be basically clean and then show up. I don't know what it was, if it's a week or 2 weeks before your fight, you stop doing anything, test clean, and fight. And fucking, if you weren't doing something, I think you were stupid as shit. Everyone should have been doing something. Mm-hmm. If they're not testing you, you should be taking full advantage of the system. And everybody was. And I remember that fight specifically, because I think their GSP had a deal with Vada and was saying, I'm going to fucking test and whatnot. And I think that may have been the one fight that GSP was clean for. And it didn't turn out so well for him, because he was trying to make a point of, like, the sport's dirty. But I think he was potentially dirty also. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's hard to look back on all these guys to say clean or dirty. I just know the UFC used to be a fuck ton more fun when you had Uber Reem and everybody just juiced to the gills, just letting them run wild, wearing whatever they wanted, having whatever sponsor they wanted. It was fun. And we had,
I agree,
I think, a better quality of fights. Goddamn, Vitor Belfort, 1400 testosterone level, like TRT'd out of his mind. You're telling me that guy wasn't fun as fuck?
The TRT, like, Belfort era, was, there was no other, it was the most exciting,
and it was legal. He got a therapeutic use exemption. We should put those back into existence, but maybe don't let them go to 1400, maybe 800 as a top end. I don't know. Or maybe we have like a 2000 level. I don't give a shit. Let's let people run wild and do whatever and expand the rule set, little pride rules, little steroids, do whatever you want. 15-minute first round. Cron Gracie, get in there. I don't give a fuck.
You might do fight to the death.
Something fun. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little KO of the week here.
Let's do that.
I got a couple here. I don't know if I can share sound, so I'll just turn this off. Let's do this one. Do-do-do-do. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh damn.
That's not good.
That was nasty.
That guy's gonna need a new neck after that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty nasty.
I think he broke his spine and his spleen. You know, one more. Some of these might be old. I don't give a fuck. It's KO of the week that I find. So that's
KO,
how this game works.
It's fine.
Ugh.
Oh man. Nasty.
Oh, your little man bun, huh?
Yeah.
I'm out of stuff until Knowledge.
Okay.
You got anything else?
We're good. We're good. Actually, I have one KO of the week I can add. I found this one.
There you go.
This was from over the weekend. Turn that off. Here's old man with the, and good night.
Oh, I miss these days of, oh shit, fuck, putting all the tattoo sponsors. Oh, you just made him.
It's like zombified. Oh my! He's like, where am I? What happened?
I think he just went IQ5 on this.
How did this happen? I'll show it again because it happened so quickly. So it was like a somersault KO, right?
Yeah. Like, fuck me.
And good night.
Oh, because he head planted there too.
He did. Yeah, he got the double dose. So
Yeah, Canalage for the week.
You first.
So I'm gonna show you the Mother's Day gift that I gave my wife.
Oh geez, I'm scared.
I'll share the screen here. Give her this nice candle. I'd punch a bitch for you right in the throat. That was a big hit. My mother-in-law and father-in-law were a little confused. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and my wife was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, it's hilarious. My daughters are laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, sometimes you gotta go for the laugh. And
yes.
And the good thing was the candle actually smelled good. That was an afterthought. I'm like, I'm fucking buying this. I'm like, cool shit. So anyway.
You want me to share my knowledge?
Yes.
What have I been doing? Well, I was telling you before we started, because the weather's been so erratic, I've been checking out these indoor golf simulators.
Yeah.
There's a place called X Golf I went to. So
sex golf? What's going on?
That's a different place.
Sex and golf.
That's in Germany. That's a whole different thing.
Scheiße.
Yeah. But I highly recommend it if you're looking for something fun to do and the weather's bad. Try a little X golf.
How does it work? Is there a scoring system, or just whacking balls? No, it's like a 18 hole
video game. They have like 30, 40 courses, maybe more, real courses, and big, giant, you know, I don't know, 30 foot screen, and you hit against it. It feels really real. I finally got a driver, which been interesting. So,
yeah, how's it working out?
You know, sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Yeah, I think that's average for us. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right. Yeah. But when I get a hold of it, it's nice. It's like
feels good too. You know when you whack it, you're like, oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
bring the baseball bat to the range.
So yeah, perfect.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out. That's it. Let's shut down.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.